Like Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. In the midst of gun debates around the country, we should stress that the guns featured in our next interview are not real and do not shoot bullets. Predator Games plans to create an elaborate laser tag facility in southeast Wisconsin called iCombat. Entertainment participants would carry fake assault rifles or other weapons. They'd fire at fellow players in realistic environments while attempting to achieve objectives. But while it's at its heart a game, police, military, or concealed carry permit holders could use iCombat for training. Andy Rasico is a product manager for Predator Games. He spoke with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley about the iCombat experience.
iCombat is a very realistic laser tag equipment and system. And basically what we're doing is we're taking video games like Call of Duty, popular games like Battlefield, and letting people play those in real life. So instead of doing your traditional laser tag where you got black lights and, you know, all the dark rooms and everything for kids, we're doing something more adult and teenager oriented. And that's for, you know, people that are looking for a little bit of action. They're getting off the couch and into the game. That's kind of what we're doing. We're kind of promoting exercise and capitalizing on the popular video games and giving them something to do in real life.
And can you go into detail about how you bring those video games to life? What are people wearing? What are they shooting, et cetera?
iCombat facilities are all very realistic replicas of different things around the world, like Middle Eastern villages or, you know, jungles or something like that, depending on whatever the theme is. And what we're doing is we're kind of taking themes from some of the levels and maps that you would find in video games, or the concept, like we had the wars in the Middle East right now, which are very popular. So that would be one of the field designs, particularly the one that's coming to Wisconsin. And that's one of the things. The other thing is the equipment is very realistic. It was originally designed for police and military, and we didn't sell it to the general public at all. So it has to look and feel just like the real thing. So when they're training, they're not compromising anything when they're learning how to do stuff. So we had such overwhelming public interest in wanting to do that. So we brought that over to licensed facilities, and that's the only way that the general public can use the equipment is if they go to an iCombat facility. So we're using realistic equipment that's just like what you would find training soldiers and stuff, you know, or law enforcement officers for any situation in a school shooting or traffic stops or even like military-type missions.
If I were to enter iCombat, if a listener were to enter iCombat, what would he or she see and experience throughout the game?
Well, it's a very high-tech, classy facility, so it's very clean. It's very team and sport-oriented. We're not promoting violence or aggression, so we're not teaching people police tactics or anything like that. So when you go in there, it's kind of like a sports arena. So you have concessions. It's very neat and well. You get organized into squads. You'll have different missions that you'll play, so you'll do a bunch of team-oriented stuff. So you'll do, like, capture the flag, secure somebody, bring them to a certain zone, protect the president, that type of thing. Kind of like paintball and airsoft and water fights and all that stuff. You'll do those missions, and then there's scoring, so each player gets ranked kind of how they're doing, and then a team can see how they've done overall, and then they compete against each other and see who's the best at the end of the day.
And you talked a little bit about training for people in the police force or in the military, and Wisconsin now has a concealed carry law. Could iCombat provide training needed to obtain a permit or just to learn how to use a gun better?
Yeah. One of the things about iCombat is we're not just using the facilities for public entertainment. During off hours, during the day, the facility will be used to train law enforcement and police. But the flip side of that is some of those officers will be working for us, retired sheriffs, you know, deputies, people that have been in law enforcement for a long time, SWAT commanders. They're going to be doing and teaching concealed carry classes. And our gear is so safe. It's, you know, you can give somebody that's never handled a firearm before, you can give this to them to learn how to train without giving them something real. Then there's no potential for accidents. And then that officer or whoever's teaching the class, which will be fully certified, they'll go through the people, not just teach them the class, but they'll also spend hours with them, you know, giving them practice, because that's what, you know, makes a successful concealed carry permit holder, not just somebody who took a class and is out there with a gun. Now you have somebody that's learning how to handle their weapon. They're getting hours of practice from somebody who's been doing it for 30 years, tell them what to do, what not to do. And they can use this arena to kind of simulate that real-world environment, like being inside of their home or a house or any other building, or maybe even on the street. And then they can practice. Because of the realism, they can do all these different scenarios, like a mugging on the street they can, you know, respond to, or a carjacking or anything like that.
So would they literally practice being able to pull out their own weapon in a situation when someone else has a weapon?
Yes, the person will learn how to get their gun out properly. They'll learn how, you know, what to do, if they should shoot or if they should not shoot, depending on what's happening, because there are a lot of laws that you have to keep in mind. You know, you can't shoot an unarmed person, that type of thing. So they're going to get that full training. And the more they do it, the muscle memory kicks in, and then they kind of are aware of different things. And then the training will tell them, you know, if what they did was right or wrong, and then they progress from there.
And on the one hand, video games often feature weaponry and paintball is becoming really popular. But on the other hand, Southeast Wisconsin did have a mass shooting recently. Do you encounter people who kind of balk at the idea of simulating the shooting of another human being?
Yeah, every time you have a shooting or something like that, any industry, from Nerf guns to water guns to everything, all kind of takes a hit because you don't want to give kids or children guns, that type of thing. But because our facility is so sports-oriented and the training thing, there's two different complete sides to it, and we definitely differentiate them. You have your sports and entertainment, which is teamwork. Like I said before, we don't promote aggression or violence. It's all based on communication. You're building camaraderie, that type of thing. And we don't teach people tactics or anything like that that'll make them into a lethal threat. Along with that, they are also getting, if they want to do the training and everything, that, like I said, they can go there for their concealed carry training, but then you get your background checks and everything like that, and they kind of learn to become a safer citizen. Part of the thing is when they go to play for entertainment purposes, they're not just learning the rules of the game, they're also learning safe handling of the equipment. So the referees that are guiding the games will say, you know, don't point your gun at anybody until you're ready to play. Make sure you keep it pointed down. The gun is so realistic, so the safeties and everything are simulated on there. So they'll know to flip the safety off when they're ready to shoot. So it's not just kind of pick up the gun and go out there and play. They're actually learning how to safely handle it as well.
So I saw in your video someone holding an assault rifle. Is that correct? And so is that more for the sporting side of things than for the training side, since most people don't carry those?
Yeah, that's more for the sporting type of thing, or for the upper, you know, law enforcement type, like SWAT training and everything. We use the same gear is used for both. And more law enforcement concealed carry, they'll be using the pistol version that we have. But the rifle is more common with the entertainment because you want to have a big gun that you can kind of shoulder and as you're going head-to-head.
And what about the reasons for people enjoying this experience? Can you talk about the adrenaline rush or what people get out of this?
Yeah, that's the big thing is the adrenaline. Anybody who's played an adventure sport, you know, where you're running around in the woods, in this case indoors, if you've done anything like maybe like an obstacle course outside, or you're playing paintball, you get hit by a paintball. It's kind of get that whole element of sneaking around. You're working with your team. We definitely promote teamwork, so you're learning kind of how to move and communicate. So if you have friends that are not watching your back, then something bad could happen, you know. And so you're really, your attention is way up there. Your adrenaline is way up there. You're competing for points and ranking as well. Every player has a ranking, and that goes into a worldwide database, so you can see how you're doing overall. And just like in video games, you're always trying to get to the next best rank, be better than everybody else. Same thing is happening at our facility. So it gets people coming back. They're competing in that type of league-style play that we're going to be having, and it's really just a big a competition to see who's the best.
When shooting somebody, you get a point, for instance, and maybe does the vest light up? Is that what occurs?
Yeah, the gear is very, although it's realistic, it also does look like it's very family friendly. So when you get hit in your vest, the software kind of controls everything. So you'll be able to see where somebody gets hit, who hit them, and each vest, you know, has a bunch of sensors and lights on it. So if you get hit, you kind of light up like a Christmas tree, red lights, and you'll see exactly where you got hit depending on the zone. So if you hit me in my shoulder will be lit up, and then I'll know that I got shot because of the beeping. And I'll also be able to see you across the place, you know, that you were the one shooting at me. Also, for kids 18 and up, adults only, we have what's called the Stress X. And this is iCombat Extreme version, where they're going to get a little bit of a shock when they get hit. So this is used for police training, and like I said, it's only for 18 and up, signing a waiver. But that way you get a little bit of a pain penalty when you get hit. It's completely safe. It's just kind of like a trick lighter or, you know, something like that. It's nowhere near what a taser is or anything like that. But if you're running through the field and you get hit, you'll feel a little zap in your stomach, and then you'll know. And that's another reason why the adrenaline is so high, because you don't want to get hit. You're going to move slowly. You're going to kind of check the corners and make sure you're not doing anything dumb.
Do you think that desensitizes people at all, or is it so much a game simulation that they couldn't confuse it with real life, especially younger people?
Well, I don't think it would desensitize anybody to violence, particularly because of the sporty environment that it is. It's more of like an athlete competing rather than somebody who's learning how to go through and kill people, so to speak. It's definitely a lot less violent than a video game because we don't have the blood, we don't have the injuries and all that type of thing that you would see on screen. And this is a very colorful environment, so it's not, you know, dark. I mean, people will be dressed up in camo. The jungles and everything, the villages that you're playing in do look realistic, but it's not to the point where you're seeing bullet holes everywhere and, you know, we're not letting anybody get hurt doing this, so.
And I see you're trying to raise funds with a crowdfunding technique. Mm-hmm. How is that playing out, and why did your company decide to pursue that option?
Well, we did a service called Possible, which is kind of like Kickstarter, except for different types of projects. And the two reasons why we did Possible is, one, is we wanted to create awareness in Southeast Wisconsin that this facility is coming. So not only can people donate and become a member of the facility or get a number of rewards, such as free playtime or get a reserved member name, that type of thing, or a T-shirt. We wanted to kind of raise funds because every little bit helps. It's a very expensive facility. We're more than capable of funding it and putting it together. But we wanted to see if anybody else wanted to donate as a chance to get involved with the facility early on. And those funds would help build the field into a bigger and better place. If we exceed those funds, what we would use the extra money for is to help other facilities get up and going around the world, or even add to some of the ones that we have already. And the second thing, like I said, was to promote awareness around here, kind of let people know in Southeast Wisconsin that something like this is coming. It's a new small business. It's an entertainment facility, so there'll be new jobs there. You'll have something to do now, you know, like a league type of thing. A lot of college students are very interested in that type of thing. So we almost might turn it into like an intramural program, Wednesday night leagues and that type of thing.
And so is it definitely coming even if you don't get outside funding in that way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the facility is coming no matter what. The Possible is just a little bit of extra money that we might be able to use, but it'll still be the full experience if that doesn't pan out. And it's definitely going to come to Southeast Wisconsin.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Andy Rasico of Predator Games spoke with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley about the company's plans to build what it describes as a realistic laser tag system in Southeast Wisconsin. The company has yet to announce a specific location for the facility. A link to a company video explaining its regional plans is at WUWM.com/Lake Effect. A new comedy at Milwaukee's Boulevard Theater takes a look at romance in the later years. We'll hear about it in just a moment on WUWM.